102.1 The Edge, it's Pearl Jam. Don't call me daughter. I love that song.
You know what other song I really like? Hey, there's a giant penis outside.
What?
There's a giant penis outside.
CHA?
Yeah,
there's a hot chick right behind the giant penis.
Look at that size. It's even got balls.
Oh, you know what it is? It's John,
is it John Tard.
Yeah, it's John Tard.
Is it? Yeah, it is.
And his
John
wife,
Tard.
Mrs. Tard,
with the great butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
John
Tard's always got a giant wiener
from the three Tards.
So, yeah. Anyway,
he walks proudly too. Yeah, look at him walking across.
Look at
the
nuts on John Tard's giant wiener.
His head shaved, so he fit like it.
Yeah,
it looks like part of it, just like
John
a vein.
John Tard, your nuts are huge.
The guy that just walked past him, I just didn't even want to look. That's so funny. Hey, John Tard.
Hi, John.
How you doing?
We'll catch up with John in just a second.
Wow.
Hold on for that. Also, coming up, we have some Edge Files. We'll tell you about it. And this
I
found this very interesting.
What's that?
The ranch sauce had an extra ingredient.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
something maybe John Tard might have been able to come up with.
He can come up with.
The Dean Blundell Show. Dean, Jason, Todd. 102.1. The Edge.
It's never been more appropriate to call this man a dick. It's John Tard from the Three Tards. Hi, John.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Listen, you're dressed up in a giant costume that looks exactly like a wiener, and it even includes testes.
Yes, it does. I had a custom-made costume for a show we're playing in Toronto tomorrow night, and I wanted to unleash it on you guys first, because I know you'd appreciate it.
It's a giant pink phallus.
It is a 7-foot phallus.
And the girth is, like, just phenomenal.
Soup, yeah. Soup can, actually.
It's a thick one. It's a thick one.
It's like one of those big garbage cans.
I'm a little upset, though, because there's no veins.
There's no veins, but it does have a detachable head.
Oh, does?
It's button on.
Oh, I see that.
Amazing work, really.
So you're playing a show tomorrow night at the Cathedral?
Yeah, we're playing a big punk rock show tomorrow night, and I'm getting tattooed on stage, which is going to be insane.
Yeah.
And it's going to be crazy.
And how can people get tickets?
I just go to the door. It's $20 at the door. The show is just absolutely jam-packed with crazy stuff. And, like, me getting tattooed on stage is ridiculous.
Yeah. Are you going to be singing as you get tattooed?
No, I'm going to get tattooed first. But I'm actually kind of worried about that. Because what if I get tattooed first? And then, you know, when you're doing a punk rock show, you start sweating. And
Yeah you're going to get infected.
So I'm thinking about maybe getting tattooed after we play, or I don't know what I'm doing. I should never have agreed to it.
Just do it anyway.
Right. I agreed to it way before I thought about it.
Nothing says punk rock like infection.
Yeah, and you know what? We're playing the Cathedral, so we have to put plastic all down on the stage and make sure it's sterile and crazy stuff.
Wow.
So.
Well, it'll be great. If you haven't been to a three-tard show, you'll love it. Tomorrow night, Cathedral, what time?
The doors open at 7, and there's going to be a bunch of crazy stuff going on in there, and I'm going to wear this costume.
Yeah.
And I was going to keep it a secret, but, you know, there's no way I wasn't coming down here to see you guys in it.
I appreciate it. You look like such a huge dick.
I know. It's funny because the day that I picked it up was that Rancid show at the Cool House.
Yeah.
So I said, I had it in the car, and I was just driving in the neighborhood, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go meet the guys from Rancid. So there's a lineup down the street, and security wouldn't let anybody in, obviously. And I walked up with this the penis costume, and security goes, "Whoa, where are you going?" And I says, "I'm with the band." And they never said a word. They let me in. So I met the Rancid guys. So I got pictures with the guys from Rancid, and it's funny. Lars, he was standing outside, and he saw me, and I says, "Hey, can I get a picture with you?" And he goes, "No."
Are you serious?
He was totally did not want to get a picture with me. Then he warmed up to me a few minutes later. And
right.
He was cool. After he realized I told him that, you know, come on, get a picture. I was making a bit of a scene with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was totally not into it.
Not often getting a fight with a 7-foot penis.
Well, that's what I told. I had Foxtard with me, and he had my camera in his hand.
Foxtard!
He had my camera in his hand, and I told him, I said, listen, if there's a fight, film everything. Because if there's a fight with somebody from Rancid and I'm wearing a penis costume,
it's
the greatest film ever made.
Yeah, it is.
It never happened. But
it's not like the Zapruder film when Kennedy got his head blown off.
That's right.
You'll never be able to duplicate that.
But I did want to come down and wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
And
you. Fans.
Thank you.
I really, truly do love your show. And,
thank you.
You know, you guys have been so grateful to us, and we thank you very much. And Todd, I have you on the guest list for tomorrow night.
Great, so thank you.
Hopefully you come by and hang out with us.
For sure, perfect. Tomorrow night, Cathedral, Three Tards, giant wiener tattooing on stage. Should be good.
Great, thank you so much, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too, brother. 8:51. Psychic Nikki next. Red Hot Chili Peppers, 102.1 The Edge.